back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mining today, Dick.
Well, real quickly, your last caller, I wonder how he feels about the situation with people crossing the border being sent into northern cities that the Republican Party's up to now. That's about on a par with the same thing. It's not why I called, though. They're showing all these polls, and I know you've seen them, about the enthusiasm gap is closing. The Democrats are doing well in all these Senate races. I get this, and it does look promising. But there's one thing that still scares me to death in all of this. I think, personally, we're going to have turnouts like a presidential year, or we're still in trouble because of reading this article about how many million people they purged from the voter rolls in different states around the country, the type of voter suppression they'll pull, and intimidation of all these poll workers. Last week, a bunch of them in Texas just said, no, we're not up for this. You know, they know that's about the only way they can win, and they'll stop at nothing. And even though these races look promising, the Senate, I think we're probably maybe going to gain a couple seats, but the House scares me, where you don't have a statewide situation, and it's all because of these things these Republicans have done in all these different states.
Yeah, Dick, you hit right on the head, probably the key issue right now. And let me give you a little background and a little expansion on that. We should win a couple of Senate seats, and we should do pretty well in the House. But a poll, somebody can say, I'm a voter, I'm going to be a voter, but there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. And here's what's going on. In Florida right now, there's a primary tomorrow in Florida, by the way, Tuesday. And in that primary, they're going to find out who's going to run against DeSantis, for instance. They have implemented severe voter restrictions, and they're going even further. They are studying the Texas laws that were put in after 2020, so that in Texas, they already had their primary. The 2022 primary in Texas already occurred. 12% of mail ballots were rejected. 12%. Before that, it was only 2%. There were six times more mailed ballots rejected. Texas passed criminal laws. The key in all of this is to pass criminal laws, where if a poll worker interferes with the line of sight, L-I-N-E-O-F-S-I-G-H-T, of an observer to a voter, it's a criminal offense and you can go to jail. What does that mean? Now, you vote in Wisconsin, most of the people listening to this. You vote in Wisconsin. And in Wisconsin, the people at the polls, certainly the polls here in Milwaukee that I've voted in, particularly elderly ladies and a couple of elderly gentlemen, they're wonderful people, Republicans and Democrats. They play it by the book. They sit there and they go, what's your name? They say this to me, and I've been voting there for 40 years. What's your name? Your address? Matt, what's your name? What's your address, Matt? Let's see your driver's license. Give you a ballot. In Texas, you can have partisan observers standing right behind them, glaring. You don't have that here. And they will intimidate, especially in urban areas. They'll try to intimidate seniors, students, and ethnic and racial minorities. If a poll worker stands up to get a drink of water, to hand you your ballot in Texas, and momentarily crosses the line of sight of one of these thugs, they've committed a criminal offense. Now, are they going to charge it in every case? No. Will they charge it in a Republican area? Absolutely not. But they will charge one or two, and they scare folks. They also look at the rolls, and if there's anyone who votes while he's still on probation, that's a felony. And there's a woman in jail for 5 years down there for this. Coming to the end of her parole, and a guy as well. Burglary, and they have 2 months to go. But at the last parole hearing, they said, you know, congratulations. Basically, you don't have to come in anymore. You're done. But technically, they were on so say June, this is a year ago, not this is 2021. So they go in and vote in a spring primary 2 months before it ends, 5 years in jail. The use of criminal sanctions to scare folks is the most disgusting and pernicious aspect of this, because everybody, especially in minority communities, who has anything wrong, you know, even if they had a drunk driving ticket, even if they had a misdemeanor, none of that applies to disable you. They'll get scared. In Texas, they are looking to put people in prison and scare folks. Florida is studying that. Florida is studying that. Florida is studying that. Going to the lines, Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Robert.
Good morning. I guess the upcoming election here, I hope they really go scorched earth on Ron Johnson. I mean, there's tons of accomplishments that, you know, Biden has done at the national level. He's got more done in 1 year than Trump could probably do in 8 years. You know, so they can rattle off those and they can be very positive and they can list them. But, you know, watching the ads on TV, he looks like a reasonable person. And I think they need to highlight that he's not a reasonable person. And what their party is doing right now isn't reasonable. It's anti-democratic, anti-freedom. It's extreme, you know, extreme views on voting, extreme views on, you know, what a woman can do with her body, extreme vote views on guns, extreme vote, you know, views on democracy. So I really hope the campaign highlights that. Yes, you can highlight some achievements that you've made, but really show these guys for what they are. Unfortunately, there's a lot of voters out there. I think they vote out of fear. So the idea that the government is trying to tell them what to do or take rights away from them is going to be a lot more appealing with some of the people they're trying to appeal to, rather than just talking about all the great accomplishments they have. I don't think that's going to be enough, because Johnson and some of these other people that are pushing that agenda, they still look fairly reasonable if you're not paying attention, knowing that, you know, they didn't want to tax corporations 15%, you know, they're voting against veterans, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Let me tell you how I analyze that race. Right now, one poll came out right after the primary, and Mandela Barnes was ahead 7 points over Johnson. And then a Fox poll came out, they said 5%. But the real key there is well over 50% have a negative view of Johnson. Now, there is a theory, and I subscribe to it, that when you have an incumbent like that, this election's a referendum on him. It almost doesn't matter who you put up. The referendum's on him, as long as you put up somebody who's semi-competent and hasn't angered people. And the thing about Mandela Barnes is, I know Mandela. He's a solid guy, a good guy. He was a good assemblyman, and I think he'd be a good senator. And he's certainly in the mainstream. And he's a nice guy. I mean, he hasn't offended anybody. Now, they are going to spend the next 2.5 months. You know, right now it's August. It's going to the end of August. We're talking beginning of November. About 2.5 months, sliming him beyond belief. They've already started it. They've already run videos of Ilhan Omar and AOC and, saying things he wants to do for immigrants and all this. It's going to get a lot worse. I mean, it's going to get really a lot worse. They're going to try to define him. Now, he has a lot of support, and I know he's going to define himself, and he's already done that, showing, you know, his folks, good folks, hardworking and so forth, and he grew up in a middle-class background and all that. But I think that's right. Johnson comes across as, you look at him and he looks like a reasonable guy, but you got to look at what he's saying. Some of the newspapers in the state, including the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, have run front-page editorials, which is very rare, saying he's not competent and fit to be in the Senate. That's very rare. It's very, very rare. He's not a normal Republican. Now, he hasn't come across as a QAnon type, and he hasn't come across even as a Stop the Steal guy. There was a taped conversation he had with a former chairman of the Republican Party for the 8th Congressional District, which is the Green Bay area, And in that conversation, the guy said, why aren't you going after the election? And why aren't you denouncing the Trump people for going after the election? And he said, if I do that, I won't win. I need these people. But he hasn't been as upfront about the steel stuff as others. And Trump hasn't stuck his nose into that race as much. So he's flying under the radar. He absolutely is a stop the steal guy. You know, he was prepared not to certify in the Senate, not to certify Joe Biden. The only reason he ended up voting, you know, not trying to stop it was because of January 6th. He's afraid he'd be swept up in that. But, you know, you have people like Grothman and Tiffany who did vote not to certify Joe Biden. So basically, Ron Johnson's flying under the radar, but look at what he said. He said he doesn't trust the FBI and the CIA. He said that publicly. And that was when he was the chairman of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security in the Senate when the Republicans had the Senate. But he said that. He said that Social Security should not be guaranteed. It should be discretionary and reevaluated every budget. He said that. He said that the Social Security should be invested in the stock market, which would end up with wild swings and in the long run, privatize Social Security. In other words, just private accounts managed by Wall Street. He said that. Some very strange stuff I don't understand about the guy. On July 4th, 2018, he went to Moscow, Russia, and we still don't know who he met with, and we don't know why he went there, and we don't know what he said. Now, most folks, when they go to Moscow, Russia, you'd think what they would go, well, I'm not going to go on July 4th. On July 4th, there are plenty of parades around the state. You should be in those parades. And if I'm going to go, I'm going to say why I'm going. For instance, he did it in 2018. In 2014, Putin had already invaded Ukraine, murdered people in Crimea, took it over. In 2008, beat to death a guy named Maginsky in jail, who is an activist over there. Why are you going there? Why aren't you telling? He is an under the radar bat. He flies under the radar at night. He flies under the radar at night. So people, just pay attention. That's the way I see this. Wisco Paul, my friend, we have a couple of minutes before the break. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Senator Johnson has done zero for the people of Wisconsin. The only accomplishment is for the very, very wealthy when he voted for Trump, and he actually held up for that vote. But the last thing he said here, Wisconsin has enough jobs, so don't worry about your jobs. I think that pertained to Oshkosh truck and the post office vehicles. That should be enough in itself to defeat this guy. But I, for one, cannot think of any accomplishments this man has had in the last 12 years. So, and Medela Barnes is a great person. I've met him on several different occasions. I'm afraid the Republicans are going to go totally negative in this campaign, and it's really good to get down in the mud, and it's a sad thing. Anyway, thanks for taking my call this morning, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You're right that when it came to Oshkosh truck, they went elsewhere. That was because Foxconn had refused to let them use the land. Foxconn is a scam, and Ron Johnson was a big part of it. So was Trump, Scott Walker, and Rebecca Clayfish. And they went to South Carolina, and he said, fine, you know, we got plenty of jobs. These are jobs he's never held himself. He's never held a job like that himself. We don't have plenty of good-paying jobs. So he's totally out of touch. They will try to slime Mandela. I know Mandela. He's a good man. He'd be a good senator. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.